Yesterday we noted Moshe Rabbeinu's remarkable humility. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu and yet has no need to share that with other people is quite an amazing feat. I as a follower of sports, often watch certain players and am amazed at the fact that they have such arrogance. And on the one hand, you'll argue that they are who they are by virtue of their arrogance. But on the other hand, you look at them and say, could they not be more loved, more successful perhaps without the arrogance? I don't know what the answer is. And maybe the marketing and the flair that they have is a requirement with that arrogance. But let me share with you, there are several players that have a humility to them. And they might not be the flashiest player, and they might not be the player that's going to get all the credit in the news, etc., etc. But you walk away from an experience with them, or people that experience working with them will tell you that they're a remarkable person. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. But the more incredible thing, and perhaps this is the greater part of Moshe Rabbeinu, because you could make the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu is so busy, he doesn't have time to send a letter to his family. But what's clear without a doubt is that when Yisro comes, Moshe Rabbeinu gives him such kavod, but he doesn't have to give him kavod. He could easily say, the kavod comes to me. You came onto my turf. You came to my place. You come to me. They'll bring you there, but I'm not going to be the one to come out to get you. That could have been the case, but that is so far from what Moshe Rabbeinu is. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes out to him. And then Yisro comes and gives him advice. And you know what happens? He takes the advice. He listens to the advice. And that's also, once again, such a noteworthy piece of his attitude. He doesn't have to be that. Moshe Rabbeinu could say, like, I've got a pipeline from God. And yet he listens with such incredible, incredible humility. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And that really is something truly, truly wondrous to watch. And amazing. I've shared several stories about Rabbi Kelemer over the last couple of weeks as his Shloshim is come this coming Sunday. But I want to share with you that I think one of the greatest things, and this is a personal story that I can tell you, I was davening Maariv one night in the summer, and there was a rabbi there, and Rabbi Kelemer came over to me after Maariv and said, I want to introduce you. And I'm thinking to myself, like, first off, this person looks like a mesholach. Why is Rabbi Kelemer introducing me to this man? There is a person sitting next to me in shul that his wallet contains probably hundreds times more within it. He could take care of this guy. And it turns out that this person was a mechanech from Israel. And Baruch Hashem, I'm happy that we have a really good relationship all these years later. But when Rabbi Kelemer introduced me to him, and when he was introduced back, it was, this is Rabbi so-and-so, whose father was an unbelievable gadol b'Torah, and blah, blah, and on and on and on. And he turned and said to me, he said about me, and he is a gadol shebechinoch, and he does so many amazing things in our community, blah. And the truth is, I didn't need that to be said. And I think that maybe it was a little bit overstated, but the greatness of Rabbi Kelemer was that he had the ability to look at someone else and say, I am truly great, I recognize I'm truly great, but my greatness is not what matters, it's the greatness within you. And that, I think, is something that Moshe Rabbeinu exemplifies in this parsha. Whereas he could have said, it's not me, it's not you, come to me. Moshe comes and he gives such respect, such admiration. He listens and he reflects. And I think that's a mark of greatness. And I think that's something that A, we could learn from, and B, that's something that most of us are not so good at. Hopefully it should be a lesson to all of us. Have a wonderful day.